Green and black circles morph into a spyglass in the logo for the long game. In the Dakota Kid Productions logo, a child sits under a tree.
Dakota Kid.
Dakota Kid Productions presents a production by The Long Game. Hosts, including Ryan Seacrest, report.
Breaking news here, guys, out of Hollywood this morning. C-list actor.
Let's upgrade him. The devoted actor.
Longtime actor.
Emerging actor.
Up-and-coming actor, John Durfee Jr., has died.
What?
Apparently, he was attempting a stunt to prepare for his upcoming role as Harry Houdini.
Whoa.
He got the gig.
This story is crazy. So, allegedly, Mr. Durfee was a method actor and was working with a retired magician.
For those that don't understand method acting, it's usually when one actor decides to take it really seriously and bums out everyone else on the set.
He needs a better method.
He was doing a stunt.
The stunt went wrong.
Stunt gone wrong.
That sounds like a stunt gone wrong right there.
Yeah, it did. I mean, it really went wrong.
Durfee died during a stunt gone wrong involving Durfee being handcuffed.
Attempting to swallow a key.
He tragically choked on.
Entertainment sources say it's another senseless death at the hands of method acting.
That is sad news.
Wow. What a terrible tragedy.
Jeez.
John Durfee Jr., may he rest in peace.
Brett Baer, Rich Eisen, and Dan Patrick look into their cameras solemnly. In a church, framed photos of Durfee sit on a memory table. In the back pew, Bob, the Bob father, blinks back tears. Zane's brow is furrowed. Doc bows his head, eyes squeezed shut. Bender focuses his gaze on a photo of the gang with Durfee. About 50 other mourners fill the pews in front of them. Doc shakes his head.
I can't believe it. I just can't believe it.
Bob sniffs.
Neither can I. I feel like I just saw him.
Yeah, he just called me last week. It was a butt dial. Still.
Zane swallows.
It's just not real. It can't be real. Hey, what if it's not real?
It's real, Zane.
So where's Shelly?
Bender looks around.
He's outside and he needed a minute.
Outside, Shelly sobs in his car. Inside, Jack Durfee's at the pulpit.
I think we can get started. I want to thank everybody for being here today. It's an honor. The life of my brother, Murphy John Durfee Jr. It means a lot.
His name was Murphy Durfee. I had no idea.
I didn't know that. Doc.
Since Mom and Dad passed, it's just been me and my brother and my sister. I want to thank Uncle Tommy for coming all the way up from Texas.
He stands, doffing his black Stetson showily.
Thanks, Tommy.
Zane squints.
You know, Durfee was older than I am, but I always felt like the big brother. I always looked after him. Tried to do my best. Standing up here today, I realized, well, maybe I didn't do enough.
Oh, hell no, Jack. No, you're the best brother he could ever ask for. Hell, if they had a buckle for best brother, yours would be the size of Texas. Go Cowboys!
Thank you, Tommy. Appreciate that.
The guys frown.
Anyway, if anyone would like to get up here and share a memory, now's the time.
In Shelly's car.
Durfee was my friend, and when I lost my nuts, Durfee always treated me like a person who had nuts.
The guys look around at the other mourners uncertainly. Uncle Tommy rises, then spots the foursome moving up the aisle. He sits back down reluctantly. Zane shoots him a long, hard look as they pass. They stand side by side on the altar.
Hey, everybody, I'm Bob. Me and these guys grew up with Durf. As you can see, we're pack animals. Practically raised each other. We're family. When we were kids, we started this thing called the Buddy Games.
Jack sighs.
Started as wiffle ball in the backyard, and Well, it evolved into a tradition that continues even today. It's ours. And Durfee, showed up. No matter where he was in life, he always showed up. We all did. We show up for each other. I mean, that's the point, right? Well, today we're down a man. And I don't think any of us can believe it.
You know, I remember loaning Durfee some money for a few of those buddy games, even though I thought they were a little lame and a total waste of time. They were important to him, and that's what mattered, because that's what brothers do. Thank you, Bob. Would anyone else like to come up and share?
Yeah, I'd like to say something.
That's why we're here, Jack. Go away.
Jack's jaw tightens as Doc takes Bob's place. It's okay.
Durfee, he wasn't just one of my best friends. He was also my first patient as a chiropractor. When I got certified, everyone was too scared to have me work on him. Except for Durfee. He never sued me, no matter how bad I hurt him. Oh, when I hurt him.
Mourners chuckle.
Okay, great.
Thanks, Jack. Zane here. Durfee had such a beautiful heart. He was the first person that I ever told that I was gay.
Uncle Tommy looks around skeptically.
That's right.
Jack shakes his head.
You're not alone, Uncle Tommy.
Tommy seethes.
I knew that I could trust him. And I knew that he would never judge me. And he kept my secret for decades. Until I came out again to Doc on his table. Isn't that right, Doc?
Yeah.
Durfee also helped me put together my first leather swing set. If you all don't know what that is,
okay,
it's
Zane,
an indoor.
Bender intervenes.
For indoors.
Zane, I think we'll figure it out.
Wow. Murphy Durfee. I met Durfee in kindergarten. That's how far back we go. I was on the playground picking my nose. Kid walks up, laughs at me, punches me in the face. The squirrely kid named Durfee tackled that kid, pinned him down, and he goes, "You think that's funny? Because it's not." And he proceeded to pick the kid's nose and slap the kid's boogers right in his face. Then I joined in. It was just pick and slap, pick and slap, pick and slap.
Okay, Bender, that's enough from you guys, okay? You know, you're the reason we're here, right? All the party and these stupid fucking buddy games. Look where it got you. You're nothing but single, middle-aged losers. You never grew up.
Bender blows a raspberry. Tommy rises.
I got this, Jack. I've heard just about enough of this shit. There are three important things in life. Hard work, determination, and the good book. And that all went out the window when he started hanging out with his buddies instead of his family. Hey, look, he didn't even have kids. Hell, I got nine.
That's right. And telling him that he needed to be an actor instead of following in the family business and doing good, honest work. No, he goes chasing dreams. Well, I've said it once, I'll say it again. Dreams are stupid.
Exactly right. I've said it 9 times. Don't chase your dreams.
That's right.
Come on.
Finally, somebody speaking some sense around.
Jack, we only encouraged Durfee to do what made him happy, okay? That's what friends do. We love Durfee like a brother, and you know it.
You know what? He already had a brother.
Where are you going?
What's he doing?
We're gonna go spread Durfee's ashes out at the family business where he belongs. Anybody else who wants to come along, you're more than welcome.
He wouldn't want that.
That is a terrible idea, Jack.
Doc fails to stop Bob, who stalks down the aisle in slow motion. He breaks into a run and tackles Jack around the waist. The urn flies into the air. An older woman catches it.
Holy shit!
Bender placates Tommy.
I got the urn. It's okay. Relax. It's okay.
Thank you. I'll take it. No, I'll take it. Let me bless it. Doing fluffing.
It's okay. It's okay. What's going on?
She fights him. She hoists and flips him onto his back. Zane catches the rolling urn.
Give it to me.
I can't, Jack.
He throws it to Doc.
Doc? What are you, dipshit?
The urn sails back and forth over Jack's head.
Wait a sec. Stop fucking around.
Okay, I'm sorry. Here.
Zane tosses it back to Doc. As Jack charges, Doc fakes him out. It's passed to Zane, then Bender. He hurls ash in the old woman's face. As Tommy takes him down, he throws it to Bob.
Doc, I'm open!
Bob makes a Hail Mary pass across the church. Doc grabs it and deeks. Zane punches Jack and Tommy in the crotch. As they sink to their knees, the guys break for the door. The title appears in yellow letters. Buddy Games, Spring Awakening.
Turn up the chopper! Let's go!
Shelly's still composing himself in the car. He spots the four men sprinting from the church and gets out.
Where's your car?
I parked out here!
The car and helicopter are a flight of steps down.
Shelly!
Hurry! Hurry!
Shelly!
Hey!
Shelly!
Doc throws the urn to the befuddled Shelly.
Is this Durfee? What the hell? What?
You go! Shelly! There's no time! Just get in the helicopter!
Stay Let's go, on,
Shelly! I got this!
What is going on?
Let's go, man!
Bender, Doc, Bob, and Shelly scramble into the chopper. They lift off.
He's staying behind! He's a fighter!
Zane blocks the steps.
Hey, Jack. How are your balls?
Jack slugs him onto the pavement below.
Go! No.
Get up,
motherfucker! I'm on.
Yes.
He rises.
Yes. We gotta go back down and get him!
We gotta go back!
Those people are fucking crazy!
Jack whacks him in the balls.
Never leave a man behind!
Holy hell, we're actually flying. This is pretty cool.
Seems like a helicopter to Turkey's funeral?
Yeah, traffic sucked.
No, it didn't.
Do what? You just keep this thing on standby all the time, or what?
Some people have personal drivers, Shelly. It's basically the same thing.
It's way fucking different.
Way cooler.
Oh, shit, Uncle Tommy's got a gun.
What?
He's not gonna shoot us.
No, he's not.
Tommy fires. The chopper rocks and spins.
Oh, is anybody hit?
I just peed a little. Actually, I just peed a lot.
Bob scoots away.
Fly faster!
He looks down.
Okay, we're good.
I'm soaked. Absolutely soaked.
Doc covers his crotch.
Oh, my God.
What do we just do?
Well, we just kidnapped a fucking urn.
Did we break the law? Are we criminals now? I mean, I'm gonna say no, but I think yes.
Well, couldn't let him just dump Durf in some ditch.
I agree.
Man, I can't go to jail. I can't go. He's gonna throw off my whole trajectory. I still got a whole life to live. I can help people.
Some of us already do help people. Thank you very much.
Doc, you're not a firefighter. You're a chiropractor, so...
Look, none of us are going to jail, okay?
Because Jack and Uncle Tommy are gonna fucking shoot us.
They open beers and drink.
All right, so... what are we gonna do with Durfee's ashes? Huh?
I mean, he loved Chipotle.
Yeah?
Are you fucking stupid?
Yeah.
Durfee was an In-N-Out man.
Oh, yeah, double-doubles.
Okay, oh, okay, God, just for fun, how about a place that isn't a fast food restaurant? Okay. Come on, we got the chopper. We can go wherever the fuck we want to.
Durfee loved the moon.
Zane.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Zane.
Oh, God.
How are you doing?
He staggers beside train tracks.
That was so crazy. I can't believe Brokeback Mountain pulled out a fucking howitzer. I barely escaped with my life. But I knew that a real sacrifice had to be made
in order to pull off this mission.
So brave. Yeah. So brave.
Where are you?
You know what? I'm not entirely sure. I ran so fast. I might be in a different state. Where are you guys going?
Well, we're just kind of flying around right now, trying to figure out where we're going to spread Durfee's ashes.
How about a Chipotle?
Thank you.
Where was Durfee the happiest?
Easy. Harrison.
Oh, wow.
Of course.
You know, I don't remember much of the 90s, but I remember that place. All the booze and the broads, and I had hair.
That was a fornication vacation for all of us, I believe.
Happiest I've ever seen him, I swear.
Let's do it. Let's take him back there.
It's perfect. You know, you think about it, that is where it all began.
Yeah. Zane, where are you? We'll come get you.
Yeah. That's okay. I think my face is broken. I should probably change my underwear. No, I risked everything.
You guys gotta go.
Finish this thing. I'll be with you in spirit.
Well, let us know when you get home safe, all right? We'll let you know when we land.
Okay, bye.
Later, bro.
Love you, brother.
Love you.
All right, later, buddy.
All right, but we ain't going back to Party Marty's. No Party Marty's.
Who said anything about Party Marty's?
The incident?
Oh.
Yeah, no shit.
It's been 25 years. There's no way Marty remembers the incident.
Well, I fucking do.
Doc's eyes are wide.
Okay, fine. We'll steer clear of Party Marty's, but we'll go to Harrison.
Yeah, we'll go to the lake.
Yeah.
Screw it. Let's do it.
All right, I'm in.
All gas, no brakes. Woo!
Sometime later, the helicopter travels over a green river leading to hot springs and a lake surrounded by low, rocky land. Dozens of pleasure boats cruise. Bob and Doc peer down. A woman in a bikini jumps from a rocky peak into the water below. A sandy beach is filled with young people partying.
A lot of people down there. Busy weekend.
I hope it's not another church retreat. Remember how awkward that was?
No. Boobs. I see boobs.
Boobs?
Where?
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 Oh, boobs. Like a lot of boobs.
I don't see any boobs. I gotta get my eyes.
Oh, yeah, I do. Boobs.
The guys leave the hangar.
Oh, my God. It's spring break.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, definitely not a church retreat.
A scantily clad woman douses herself with beer.
This is pretty sweet.
Hey, big boy.
A bikini's thrown at Bob.
How's it going?
Thank you.
Bender sniffs it.
You know what? We're here. We should get a beer, right?
Yeah, a couple beers.
Durfee would want us to have a couple beers and a shot.
A couple shots.
Yeah.
Two beers, two shots.
Hey, for sure.
Let's get out of this
group. Yeah, let's get out.
They navigate through the partying masses. A guy pours liquor down a woman's butt cheeks, slurping it up. Another slaps the ass of a twerking woman. Young people dance, grind, pose for selfies, howl, and shotgun or funnel beer. The guys move on, soaking it all in. A drunk man tries to hit a ball and goes sprawling. The guys exit a gift shop wearing loud beachwear. They stash Durfee's urn in a backpack. A dude runs towards a crowded bar's upper patio with a megaphone.
Did he say what I think he just said?
There's no way. I think he said bunny games. It's probably like a rabbit drinking game.
How dumb are you? How do you even feed yourself?
No. He clearly said it's time for the bunny games.
I told you guys, I can't go to Party Mart.
Doc pleads.
Come on. We will drink until we fall.
We gotta get to the bottom of this, boys.
Yeah, let's go.
Come on, Doc. Throw a pair.
Doc, let's go.
He follows.
Welcome, spring breakers, to Party Marty's, home of the 25th annual of Buddy Games.
There's a Buddy Games banner hanging.
What? Oh, this son of a bitch straight up stole our games.
For those of you brave enough to compete, come on in and sign on up.
They even copied the bucket and made it better.
Way better.
Look, you're the Bob father. You started these games. You gotta get in there and stop these posers.
Come on, Bob. Hey, I don't see any bunnies, Bender.
Shut up. Twilight Zone shit, man.
The guys enter the bright, kitschy ground floor bar.
Whoa.
My God.
It hasn't changed a bit, man.
Exactly the same.
Exactly the same. It
smells the same.
Oh, my God.
They spot their photo.
We're still banned.
Is that Brad Pitt?
Oh, that's me.
So many balls ago.
Doc peers over at the gray-haired bartender, then hides.
Up on the gram, smash our likes on YouTube, huh?
He's still here.
He's still alive.
Doc, let's get the fuck out of here. We can have a beer anywhere.
Shh, it's fine.
Just play it cool.
We gotta find out what's going on.
Now.
Bob pulls his ball cap down as they approach the bar.
How you doing?
Well, hello, my brothers. What can I do for you?
We get a pitcher of margaritas, rocks, all the salts.
Marty eyes them.
Got a tab?
Yeah. Under Dixie. Normus.
Dixie Normus. That's funny! Hey, how about a nice picture of our special? The bikini bottom.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
There's all right. alcohol in it.
We there is alcohol in it.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
He starts mixing.
We don't serve these up very often, man, but boy, when they do, it's a special event, I'll tell you that.
So what's with these games you got going on?
Oh, you mean the buddy games?
Yeah.
That's a Party Marty tradition.
Huh. He adds pickled eggs.
One day to rule them all, my idea.
Bob Mouth's motherfucker.
And last but not least...
Is that fucking sauerkraut?
Hey, Bikini Bottom! Yeah, Debbie's just finishing up a double shift.
The waitress steps out of her thong.
A lot of stuff in there.
Marty adds both it and a chicken foot to the blender.
Oh my
You're
God.
Putting it in?
Actually, can we just get a pitcher of margarita? Sorry. We're all out. But you know what? How about a nice pitcher of go fuck yourself? You think I don't remember you guys? I told you to never come back here again, especially that one.
Doc pleads.
Sir, I want to apologize about the incident. It was an accident.
Yeah, man, and we weren't going to come back here until we found out you ripped off our games.
Ripped off, that's an interesting choice of words.
He opens his shirt.
You know how hard it is to get shirt to hang right with one nipple?
Flashback. A torn-off pierced nipple hangs from Doc's bracelet.
I'm sorry, I didn't know you had a nipple ring.
You stole something from me, so I'm taking something from you.
We were a bunch of kids back then.
Get the fuck out!
Hey, you know what?
All right, Marty. We just need one more team to throw down, ready to go, bro, yo. Hey, wait, what about you old guys?
You guys want to play?
Nobody wants to see a bunch of old dicks play the game.
Nobody wants to see your old dick.
Tell that to my 600 TikTok followers, dipshit.
You know what? I think we will play.
No. I said no.
I said yes. That's double the fee. We're in.
Okay, fine. But shithead has to drink the special.
Doc stares as it's poured.
I'm not drinking that.
He's a pussy, Marty. He won't drink it.
Whatever.
He won't drink it.
The megaphone guy joins in.
He won't drink it!
Come on. No, I won't drink it.
He won't drink it!
All right, fine, I'll drink it.
Get in there. Come on.
Doc stares at the big glass of murky liquid.
I guess I don't do this.
He sniffs it. Doc chugs it, eyes shut tight.
Don't smell it, don't smell it, don't smell it.
Dude,
I didn't think he'd actually do it.
Yeah, he's doing it.
That's it, Doc.
Yes.
That's it, Doc.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. That's how we do it. Yes.
All right, what do you guys want to call yourselves?
The OGs.
Right, the OGs.
OGs, got it.
No, OGs, like, damn it.
Later.
Ladies and gentlemen and non-binary allies, your mom calls me Long Dick Larry, but you can call me Larry Lampshade. I am the Grandmaster of Disaster, the Czar of the Wet Bar, the CEO of Let's Fucking Go! Welcome to the Buddy Games. Bless me this year's competitors. Say hello again to this mean team of lithe Lilith warriors. Bitchcraft!
The athletic women cheer.
This next team brings a hard edge approach and quite the social media presence. Give it up for Trendy!
The four hipsters take constant selfies.
This team joins us all the way from the old folks' home. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the oldies!
The guys nod.
And last but not least, let's hear it for the two-time returning champions, the Venus of the Mean, the Baddest of the Bad. Let's hear it for the Bad Brotherfuckers!
Four frat guys pose.
Really? Brotherfuckers?
Bring it to leave. What?
What?
Bring it to leave.
I'm sorry, I don't know.
What are you saying?
I don't know what you said.
Get your game face on. Fuck!
Let the games begin!
Outside, the crowd watches as a guy with a football headbutts a competitor. Two women wrestle, dropping the ball. They slam down onto the sand. The attention is focused on the women's bikini-clad butts. One of the guys breaks free and sprints away with the ball.
Fishbowl!
The teams drink booze from fish bowls. Bitchcraft scores the first point at beer pong. The oldies win the fishbowl round.
We started the buddy games, and we're gonna finish them. You don't exist without us.
The oldies,
let's hear it for the oldies.
Oh, geez.
The guys mix ashes with beer and use the muddy mixture to apply war paint. Bob paints a star over Doc's left eye. Competitors race over a huge inflatable obstacle course. Bob's in the lead as they hurtle down a slide. Doc wins a chugging contest.
That's how you do it.
As he bites the can and spits out a chunk, a woman in black watches.
That's a win for the Oni.
Doc vomits fishbowl booze.
That all you go?
A Brotherfuckers member spews, gaining a point. Bitchcraft spikes a volleyball into Doc's head for a point. A guy backflips on the sand. Trend Z beats Shelly at a cup flip-off. Bitchcraft and Oldies, 2 points. Trend Z and the Brothers, 1 point. The Oldies take the offensive in beach football. Doc runs interference as Bender deeks and races down the sand with the ball. A brother lunges, grabbing his shorts and tearing them off. Bender celebrates, his thong and buttocks exposed. Shelly competes to blow up a sex doll. Bob's in the lead on the floating obstacle course. Shelly blows into the doll's butt. Still in the lead, Bob stumbles. A Bitchcraft player kicks a competitor into the water. Shelly's doll is upside down, its penis and legs waving. Bob scrambles over an inflatable wall. 3 competitors start to climb it as he wobbles over a maze of footpaths over open water. Shelly grabs the inflated doll's penis and drags it into the water, lagging behind the others. Bob climbs to a high ledge, exhausted and doubled over. He leaps, landing on his back on the pad below. Shelly flails in the water with his doll. Bob crawls for the finish line. A brother carries his doll back to land first. He dips and kisses it. Bob is inches from the flag. His 3 competitors leap from the ledge. The impact sends him flipping through the air into the water. The Bitchcraft player grabs the flag, bringing their score up to 3. On the beach, Bob hurls the ball to tie for first. A man and woman in black watch.
I have chosen.
Are you sure?
Larry holds the bucket trophy.
All right, it's down to 2 teams. On my left, we have the baddest boss bitches on the beach, a Bitchcraft! And on my right, the dark horses, the underdogs, the ones literally no one saw making it this far. The Oldies! Yeah!
The OGs!
Yeah, whatever. Final game is high noon. Whoever wins this competition will go home with the Buddy Games Championship. Bucket! Teams, pick your player.
All right. Who wants to take this one? I would, but I don't want to take all the glory. Bob?
I'm gassed. I don't think I can.
Oh.
Dude, I tore my tame playing football. I'm out.
What about you, Shelly?
Hell yeah. Their queen bee's been eyeing me all day, buddy. I think I can seal the deal.
All right.
This is our guy. That's our guy.
Competitors, the rules of High Noon are simple. You will start with your backs to one another. You will walk 5 paces. You will chug your beers. You will turn around and you will chuck those beer cans at one another. Whoever hits first, you win. Players, choose your weapons.
Shelly makes heart hands at the woman who cracks her neck.
Hi.
Hi.
They choose their beers.
Good luck, honey.
I'm gonna go easy on you because, well, you remind me of my granddad and that makes me sad.
Granddad? How old do you think I am?
I don't know. Old. 40? Oh.
They stand back to back. The woman has another beer stashed in her shorts. They each take 5 paces. And stop, hands poised to pop their beers.
Three, two, one, chug!
As they tip back their beers, she pulls out the full one. Shelley throws his empty can at her and misses. Her fierce eyes narrow. She whips the full can, beaming Shelley square in the eyes. He staggers, then dead falls onto his back. As she celebrates, Bob gapes. Shelley raises his arm and gives a weak thumbs up.
Hey, Shelley, are you okay?
Oh, does my face look okay?
It's not that bad. No, I think it's... Listen.
Oh, my God! Did she throw a grenade at you? What the fuck happened?
Doc joins them. They stare.
I could fix that.
No.
They sit him up.
Trust me, I'm a trained professional. Hold on, guys.
I get her number?
Shelley's nose is bent, bloody, and huge.
Ow.
Doc wrenches it.
Oh, fucking biscuits and gravy.
Doc, don't. Ow.
Later, they sit in a bar booth.
Good as new.
Yeah, I know you enjoyed that.
A little bit. Oh, there you are. You lost. But hey, I didn't think you'd make it past the first round. Pretty impressive for a bunch of old dicks.
You're older than we are, Marty.
Okay, Boomer, don't flex.
Don't talk like that. You have great pubic hair.
I am sorry. I didn't tell you guys when I started the games, okay? But I never expected to see you again, ever. So what do you say? Can we call it even?
Yes, please.
So where's that other friend of yours? Remember that goofy guy who was in love with my waitress?
Durf, yeah.
Bob sets the urn on the table.
Oh, shit, man. I'm sorry to hear that. What brings you back here now?
We were going to spread his ashes at the lake, but it was spring break and it was a full-on shit show.
Oh, man. So where are you going to do it?
I don't know. It's getting dark. I guess we'll find a place to stay and figure it out tomorrow.
Good luck with that. We're all booked up around here. I mean, spring break.
Oh, that's just great.
Shit.
Marty takes a Polaroid from a wall of photos.
You should probably have this.
It's of Durfee and the waitress.
Look how young he is.
Yes, that's her.
What's her name again?
Celia.
Yeah, that's right, Celia.
She left here about the same time this photo was taken. Not a cute girl, real sweet. Real country, though. You know, she quit after I banned you guys, but I'll tell you something. She was in love with your friend.
Wow. God, remember he talked about her for years.
Yeah.
Never stopped.
Where does she live now?
Well, last I heard, she moved to a small town not too far from here called Backwater.
Wait, the Backwater town is called Backwater?
All right, well, thank you, Marty.
Hey.
Appreciate it.
No worries.
Oh, it's Zane.
Hey, Zane. Hey.
Oh,
nice.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Zane.
You okay? You look completely different.
Yeah, I had to change it up, Bob. I'm starting to get freaked out, man. Jack got a hold of my phone number somehow. He keeps calling and leaving these very threatening voicemails.
And I can hear Uncle Tommy in the background twirling his mustache and polishing his fucking gun.
Hey, he's just playing mind games. Block that shit, bro.
Yeah, but if he already has my number, who's to say he hasn't figured out where I live too, Doc?
Listen to Doc. Stay calm. Don't engage. He's just trying to get information out of you.
Yeah, you're probably right. I just wish I hadn't smacked him in the balls. By the way, Jack, all broomstick.
Someone's behind him.
Who's that?
Who's who?
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Both wear leather jackets.
Oh, that's Whitley. He's my new lover.
What?
Nothing. I don't know. You guys just kind of look alike.
Yeah, Doc, my life is in danger. I had to go incognito. Luckily, Whitley owns a salon, and he used himself as a template. Hey, Wonder Buns, come here for a sec.
God,
Wonder Buns.
They sport mustaches.
They think we look alike. Oh. Which means you did a fantastic job. Thank you.
Dude, it's like when a person gets a dog and then they start to look alike. It's like that, except two gay guys.
Yeah.
Loud and proud. Don't hate us because we're beautiful.
No, that's not why we hate you.
No, I love it, Zane. You can literally go fuck yourself.
Bender.
Wow. Your friends seem nice.
Whitley flounces away from the Zoom call.
Thanks a lot. Guess I won't be getting any ass tonight.
Hey, fellas, time to wrap your shit up at, 5 minutes.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, hey, check this out, Zane.
Bob shows the photo.
Remember her? That's Celia. The one Durfee never stopped talking about.
Celia. Oh, my God. Yes.
Hey, you think maybe she'd want to come with us to scatter his ashes?
I am loving the sound of that. It's so romantic.
That's a solid idea.
I think she would want to know.
I think we should find Celia for Durfee.
Oh, I miss you guys. I wish I was there with you. But don't worry about me. I'll be safe. Here with Whitley. In the swing.
All right, buddy. We'll keep you posted.
Okay, bye. That's so sweet.
I need you. Come to me.
Where the fuck are we gonna sleep tonight?
No idea.
You're quite the gladiator, Bob Father.
The woman in black eyes him coolly.
I'm sorry, do I know you?
The man's behind her.
I go by Phoenix. I watched you compete and I came away quite impressed.
Her arms wave slowly.
Thank you.
I'd say you and your friends look lost, but I know there's no such thing.
Can I help you with something?
My apologies if you find my gaze intimidating. I believe the surest way to really know someone is to look unflinchingly at them.
Did you lose your spaceship?
I welcome you and your friends to a party this evening.
Oh.
It's the full moon. And my friends and I will honor the Moon Queen with a bacchanalia.
A fucking alien? What'd
you say? That sounds nice, but I think we're good.
Be that as it may, I sense the world has brought you and I here tonight for a reason. Who am I to reject fate? Come to the party. And if you need a place to sleep, that can be arranged. When the moon is high, find us on the far side of the lake. Listen for the song.
The man leans in as she leaves.
There will be activities that you've never dreamed.
Beta follows her away obediently.
Well, that was weird, man.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but she did offer us a place to sleep tonight. Pretty fucking hot, too, man. I just caught a semi.
She said party, and we're all fucking weird. We should just go.
Let's do it.
A full moon shines over dark woods.
Where the fuck is this party? We're on the other side of the lake.
I don't know, man.
This is killing my buzz.
We're gonna die in the woods. Doc, she offered us a place to sleep. We got no other option.
Yeah, just we do, Bob. I mean, get back in your helicopter, go to Bumfuck Island or whatever, and find Celia.
Yeah, just show up in a helicopter in the middle of the night unannounced. People fucking love that, Bender. That's exactly. A great
idea.
Sure,
a lot of people do.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, shut up. Shut up, you idiots. You hear that?
The guys stare open-mouthed.
I think we found our party.
Could be any kind of party. Tupperware party, fucking underwear party, bukkake party.
Fire spinners perform, and live costumed bodies dance under a laser light show.
Holy Mother of God.
I don't know how to dance to this kind of music.
Well, I could use beer, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, they have beer?
I hope so.
I feel like they have everything.
She said she was going to be here, right?
I mean, there can't possibly be another giant fucking raging party out here, can there?
What was her name again? The girl?
Falcon? I have no idea.
Falcon?
Falcon! I only have a few hairs. Don't burn them.
Do you know a Falcon?
Falcon?
You guys know a girl named Falcon?
Friends! Tonight, we welcome new travelers. This is Bob Father.
Hey, this is,
Enough with the Western formalities. Names are anchors. They will learn their real names shortly. The moon decides.
Doc looks up at the moon uncertainly.
She calls you.
Phoenix draws a symbol in the air in front of Doc.
Beef chimmy.
Beef chimmy.
Beef chimmy.
Yeah, that works.
I like it. I don't hate that.
And you?
She squeezes Shelly's face.
Swollen tick.
He grins.
You know how right you are.
Tick or dick?
Pulling dick.
A new broken man.
She moves to Bender.
That's very
She throws up her arms.
Here, we reject capitalist society. Here we are dedicated to anti-consumerism and self-expression. And we really like to party our asses off.
Yeah.
This is a head wound. Sarah, she will help you find your journey.
Oh, my God.
Enjoy. I have others to attend to.
Our paths will cross again.
Her head.
Are you okay?
Her forehead is wounded.
You should probably get that looked at.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Have we met before?
No.
Are you sure? I can taste your pheromones.
Flashback.
Hey, can you buy me a drink? I'll try your box for a week.
Kitty turns.
Two at once.
My box is singing.
Flashback. They make out sloppily.
Are you sure we've never met?
Nope.
Okay.
Fuck, isn't that the girl from the...
I know.
She shows an array of drugs.
What will your journey be?
Yeah,
I'm good now.
No.
Hey, Doc. Mm. What the fuck are you doing over there?
He's eating.
Your shiitakes taste like shit, but I'm fucking hungry, man. You guys want some?
Those are magic mushrooms.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Don't fucking tell me that. I just ate 10 of these things.
You're tripping balls
oh
off,
my
dude.
God.
Fuck, I'm gonna be so high.
Yes.
You're gonna be high for like a week.
Bomb, come on. You gotta trip on me.
No, I'm not.
Don't make me trip alone, man. Bender, come on, please.
Maybe one.
One? I took 10 of them.
I'm not gonna let you trip alone. And also, I think Durfee would want this.
Yes, Durfee would want this. Yes. Shelly, come on.
I'm not taking any fucking mushrooms. I'll eat these pink things, though.
Ooh, that's fun.
Well, maybe a gummy might mellow me out.
They stuff their faces.
Those are good.
Yeah.
What do you recommend? What goes good with the pink?
Well, put your hand on things and whatever sticks.
Maybe a second one.
I ate too many bees today.
You did what?
Oh.
Later, Shelly enters a grove.
Well, this feels naughty. Hey, man.
Guys hide something.
Sup, dudes? What do you got there?
It's nothing.
I'm cool, man. I did acid in Vegas.
Okay, look, old man Winter, you can't handle this.
I can't handle it.
Yeah.
I can't fucking handle it?
No.
My wife blew my balls off with a paint gun. Gimme.
He holds a giant toad.
Oh, shit, that's a frog.
It's His Holiness, Toad Ra. Just one tap of the tongue is the most powerful hallucinogen in the whole Western Hemisphere.
Yeah, you licked that fucking frog?
Toad.
Gimme.
I can't be responsible, man.
Give me the frog.
Some people never come back from this, friend.
Oh, yeah? Hello, froggy.
Shelly takes it and spreads its legs.
Just one tap is enough to dissolve all consciousness. What are you doing, man?
Shelly slurps its crotch.
That's an abomination. Yo, give me that back, man. Do you have any idea what you just did?
Shelly stares at it. Then licks it again.
No, dude! Oh, yo, give me that back. Give me that.
I'll eat that fucking frog, bro.
Who are you, man?
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Yeah, whatever, man. Let's get out of here. Puff nuts. Butterscotch. This guy's about to go fucking nuts, man.
The guys hurry off.
See that, ladies? I perform amphibolingus. Who wants to fuck? I do have to poop, though.
Surrounded by giant glowing mushrooms, Doc finds three women meditating with their eyes open.
What is this, some kind of a staring contest?
No, this is the most intense eye-gazing session I've ever encountered.
Eye-gazing?
Not just the eyes, the soul. I can see your past life. You are Sasquatch.
I'm sorry, but there's not enough drugs in the world to make this interesting.
Look.
This isn't gonna work on me. It's just...
Deep. Deep.
Doc's jaw drops.
You are good.
They stare into each other's eyes. Bender finds Beta coloring in a coloring book.
Hey, what's up, man? Do you have tequila or vodka?
Hi. No, neither of those. What I do have... our supplies.
I want a cocktail, not a crayon.
This is just, it's fun. It's soothing.
Yeah, so it's jerking off, but I don't do that in front of strangers.
Okay.
Do you have whiskey?
Just hear me out. I think we as a society, I think we fail to satisfy our inner child.
You have a crayon-flavored vodka?
I think we both know that's not a thing.
Oh, who's that? Is that a good boy?
Oh,
that's a good boy?
Hey, but would you not refer to them that way?
You mean them? I'm talking to the dog.
It's just that you're using heteronormative cisgendered pronouns, and we don't love that. It's offensive.
No idea what you just said.
You're assuming the dog's a male.
I'm not assuming, I'm just staring at his nuts right now.
I think you're suffering from some pretty severe toxic masculinity, okay? I find it triggering, I'm regressing, so can you get the fuck out of my room, Dad?
Okay.
Doc and the woman, Starfish, stare into each other's eyes.
Now do you see the answer?
Yes.
He takes off his glasses.
Of course. Wait, where are we?
Where we belong.
I feel so peaceful.
Doc, let us consummate. Consummate.
Consummate?
Consummate.
Do you mean like...
All three women whisper.
Come, summate.
Their faces flicker and invert.
Deep inside your soul, it smells like cheese.
Bob joins people gazing at the sky.
Wow, what a night.
It's very humbling indeed.
Oh, summer stars are amazing. I don't think I've ever seen anything so bright.
I agree, but...
But what?
I don't want to offend you, as you're clearly trying to form a connection here, but I'd be remiss not to point out your use of Northern Hemisphere-specific seasonal language.
Okay, you lost me.
Just a tiny inclusive language thing.
Yeah, I still don't understand.
Well, instead of summer, I like to say August, or even third quarter, because although it might be that warm season for me, it's not that warm season for everybody else.
We're all in the same hemisphere here.
Sure. But it's winter in New Zealand.
But we're not in New Zealand. Is anybody here in New Zealand?
I'm just trying to spread respect and understanding. Is that a problem?
No. No, no, I was just admiring the third quarter stars.
I appreciate your openness.
Bob, Father, just the man I was looking for. Come, there's something I want to show you.
Okay. Enjoy the evening.
I knew upon first seeing you that you were just the sort of man I have been both avoiding and looking for quite some time.
And what kind of man is that?
Let's just say of a time.
Ah.
Old-fashioned, macho, manly, a real caveman.
Okay.
Most younger men, even the jocks, are more evolved, emotionally available and sensitive these days. You catch them crying over cat food commercials.
So what are you trying to say? You're into older men?
Phoenix leads him to a meadow.
No. I have a thing for competition. Uh-huh. Years of toxic relationships have led to much introspection and soul sculpting to reach the heightened form you see before you now. I shed that former skin like a snake sheds his skin.
I'm sorry, where are we going?
And yet I can't help myself. Seeing you and your comrades ignited a dormant creature in me. Yes, I feel the burning desire to compete. And it burns, Bob Father. It burns. The young reject competition, but I know now that it is the great equalizer. It drives us to oneness. One can be both mindful and still strive for victory, yes?
I hadn't really thought about it.
There you are. Can we leave? These people suck.
Come!
She snaps. Torches ignite.
Your chariots await.
Back by the main stage, Shelley dances vigorously. In the clearing, Phoenix, Bob, Bender, and a few others mount elaborately decorated bikes adorned with string lights.
This is gonna be fun, isn't it, buddy?
No, it's not. I'm only here because I don't want to hang out with the Woking Dead.
Ready, set, go!
What? Phoenix rides off. Her bike is topped by a unicorn head. Bob races after her on a giraffe bike. He catches up.
You gonna cry, Bob Father? No? You gonna cry?
No!
Show me your inner goddess, Bob Father!
My what?
Yes! Your inner goddess!
My inner goddess?
Yes! Let her shine! Let her shine! See yourself on the other side! Come on, Bob Father, keep up!
I'm coming!
Keep up! Keep up!
They disappear into fog. On the dance floor, Shelley wavers as the other dancers are replaced by spinning dots and lights. He grins, his eyes rolling back. He imagines himself running through a field of giant glowing mushrooms, wearing only angel wings. Giant toads with sharp teeth pursue him. One's legs are open, and he's sucked inside it.
Oh, yeah!
Beautiful, isn't it?
No!
Bender catches up to Bob on a bike adorned with a spurting penis made of lights.
Oh! What's that? What's that?
Shelly sprints by in his wings.
Oh, hey, Shelly. What the fuck?
Run for your life!
Oh, my God.
He disappears.
What does that mean?
I didn't know he was that fast.
I didn't know he was that fast. Oh.
Oh. Hey, go away! Oh. Hey, go away! Oh.
Bob throws his arms out to the sides. His eyes widen as images flicker. Tropical fruit, a path of trellises, an antique camera. He spins in the crowd of costumed dancers. Doc leaps on his back. The guys jump up and down, holding the urn. Doc dances with women by a bonfire. Bender stares at his fingers, flicking his hands back and forth in front of his eyes. Shelly sees flickering images, a sleazy motel sign, lacy lingerie, licking the toad. Bender's hands move even faster. Psychedelic breasts and faces morph around him. Birds circle. Bender and Bob dance blearily. Holding up a tiny costume dog, more images flash. White phalluses. A bra sits discarded. Handcuffs on a bedpost. A lipstick. A flogger. Polaroids of the buddies. A tray of weed. Doc collapses face down on the grass. Bob staggers off the dance floor and falls onto the grass. Everything goes white. The next day, Bob and Bender wake on a bed in matching rose-colored pajamas.
Oh, my God, what? The hell?
I'm dying.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. My head.
Where are we?
They hold their heads, sitting up.
And how did we end up in the same bed together?
I don't know. What am I wearing? Did you change my clothes last night?
No, I didn't. I don't know how we got.
I have no idea where we are.
Shelly's pants jut out at the crotch.
This is so weird.
Would you please put that thing away?
What? Oh,
Bob.
This is what happens to men in the morning. Yeah, they get erect. Is your pussy hard?
Just get rid of it, please.
Like a dick magician? Is that what you're saying? Just disappear?
Think something gross. I don't know. Whatever.
Okay, fine. I can do that.
He closes his eyes, concentrating. His erection deflates.
Oh, my God. How did you just do that?
You said, think of something gross. So I thought of Shelly naked. It decreases boners and induces vomiting.
I'm going to remember that. I don't know when I'm going to need it, but...
Welcome, visitors. Breakfast is now being served. Please make your way to the great room where your host is awaiting your arrival.
What the hell was that?
I don't know.
They move through the giant, ultra-modern mansion to an elaborate breakfast buffet. Phoenix stands in pale, flowing clothes.
Oh, my God.
Her eyes closed and arms raised.
Stop. Wait a minute. I remember that weird lady from last night. Go say something. She's right there. Go say something. I don't know. Say something. I don't want to say anything. Go.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey. All right. I'm sorry. What was your name again?
Phoenix, not weird lady.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. We got fucked up last night.
Yeah, obliterated.
Yes, we found a higher plane last night. Such madness happens on the full moon, but I trust you slept well?
Yeah, I've felt better. So this is your place?
Xanadu, my home, the fruits of my labor.
Yeah, it's cool. Why does the house talk?
That's Karen. It stands for Kind, Automated, Righteous, Emotional, Neurobot. She runs my household.
So, what is it that you do?
Do. I guess you could say I simply exist in this human vessel to spread my love and knowledge, to lift up other souls and guide them towards enlightenment.
So that paid for this?
Also, I created an app that translates dog barks into emojis. While I don't subscribe to paper currency, I will admit it was a necessary sacrifice of my talents to provide this sanctuary. Plus, I really love jet skis. Yeah. Gotta have money for that.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. We've prepared some morning cordials I think will be to your liking.
Bloody Mary, yes, please. This will help make this place less weird.
Thank you.
No offense.
Bob sips a green smoothie.
God bless vodka.
Don't thank God, thank Karen. She scanned your bodies during your slumber, so she knows just what you like.
Is that why I had a boner?
Wait, what do you mean she scanned our bodies? Where are Shelly and Doc? We really should probably get going.
Yeah.
Who?
Shelly and Doc. Our swollen tick and beef chimmy.
The fake doctor and the guy looks like Gargamel.
I assure you, everyone who is meant to be here is here. Now, please, help yourselves and drink up. It will help you, I promise. Mm. I will leave you to prepare for the morning commitment. I will see you there.
See you there.
Morning commitment.
Does that mean they're here?
You know what? I'm going to go find them.
Bob enters a hall lined with doors. A shelf holds dozens of neatly folded matching rose pajamas.
Doc, Shelly, time to get up. We got breakfast, buddy.
He tries the next door.
Doc, Shelly, let's go. We got Bloody Marys. Let's go.
It's locked. He moves on.
Hello, Bob. Just a reminder that breakfast service will end promptly at 10 a.m. It is now 9:50 a.m. Please find your way to the great room while supplies last. There will be no other meals until dusk.
Bob looks at his empty glass. His vision skews and wavers. He returns to find Bender blissfully eating fruit.
I didn't find him. And honestly, this place is just creeping me out. I'm gonna go outside and try to call him.
That's a good idea, Gary. I've had three Bloody Marys, and they're pure magic.
What?
And they are powerful.
Okay.
You look really, really good.
Yeah, I think we probably shouldn't split up. Come with me.
Okay.
Come on. Why not leave it? Let's go.
Bender puts down the tray and follows. Sun shines over the meadow. A woman fans herself outside a small pink and white motel. Lingerie hangs from a line. Inside, Doc wakes in the bed with handcuffs. The covers move.
The fuck?
He whips them back to find a chicken.
What the fuck? Are you? Okay. There's chicken in my bed.
Shelly's with a heavy-set woman in the kitchen.
There was a chicken in my bed. Think of the devil.
Well, if he's a devil, then sign me up for hell, you know what I mean?
Where's Bob? Where's Bender? Where the fuck are we?
Remember, you're at the Panty Hamster. We like to think it marries old world charm with modern conveniences. Well, sit down now and get you a plate. You earned it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Please tell me I didn't fucking chicken.
No, you don't remember?
I don't remember shit from last night.
Oh, man, how did you draw? I think it was, the bigger the fupa, the sweeter the chalupa, Shelly. That's what you kept saying last night.
The woman returns with food.
No, you were all smiles.
There you go, big guy. Well, maybe you're not hungry. After all, you got a belly full of pussy. You know, most men don't like to kiss a Wookiee that much. But like I was telling your friend here, you're like Pac-Man down there.
Eat your eggs, man. They're going to get cold and slimy.
Doc grimaces. The chicken looks up at him. He pushes them away.
Oh, now you don't want to eat.
Outside the mansion, Bob holds his phone in the air.
Come on.
Bender follows him down some steps.
How does such a high-tech house have no service?
Bender grins, gasping and touching leaves.
Hey, come on. You okay?
Amazing.
Bob slaps him lightly.
Hey, come on. Come on. Oh, shit.
Come. Phoenix stands by a path of floral arches.
Come.
Bender points and hisses.
Come on, come on, come on.
She spreads her hands before a crescent moon-shaped trellis.
Just in time for the Wokening. I knew you'd find your own way.
Yeah, we're actually looking for our friends. Maybe you could give us a drive into town or I don't know, point us in the right direction.
Soon, my antique warriors. Everything comes in time, but right now is the time to evolve. You'll see.
She moves down the path.
I don't want to evolve. I want to go home.
You know, Doc and Shelly are probably down there. We should just go.
You think? Okay, let's go.
As they follow, Shelly holds Bob's hand. In the kitchen of the Panty Hamster, Shelly and Doc stare at the ceiling. The light fixture sways.
Finish already.
Jeez.
The chicken cuddles against Doc's leg.
Weird. Come on, get.
Chick digs you, buddy.
Did you even call Bob and see if he could come get us?
I called both of them and went straight to voicemail.
I think...
The woman slumps past in a robe.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
She enters a doorless bathroom a few feet away. They look away as she sits on the toilet.
Oh!
They hurry to another room.
Okay. Zane.
What is Zane gonna possibly do?
Nothing, but he's gonna love this story.
Shelly!
Zane's at home.
Oh, thank God! What happened to your nose? Are you guys okay? I've been worried sick about you.
Hey, buddy.
What's going on?
It's just me and Doc now. Listen, we're staying in this seedy little Airbnb last night, and Doc had his face full of sting. Hey, buddy, have you heard from Bob or Bender?
No, I haven't. I keep calling. I just get voicemail.
Ben? Open up the door.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, you guys.
They found me. They're here right now, and they sound so angry. What do I do?
Hide.
Yeah,
hide.
Get down somewhere and hide.
Don't make any noise. I think Jack's gonna kill me.
And then Uncle Tommy, he's really gonna go to work on me.
He's not gonna kill you, man. He just wants his brother back. Just be quiet. He won't know you're there.
Zane hides behind a shoe rack in the closet.
Oh, God, that's awful.
Cover yourself in clothes or something.
Okay, I'm hiding. Oh, my God, you guys. I'm so scared right now.
And I can't believe I'm back in the fucking closet.
The door's flung open.
Well.
Zane?
The call ends.
What just happened?
We need to get out of here. Let's go.
They pass the sign from Shelly's visions.
Seriously, I think we need to call the cops.
We can't call the cops. We're criminals on the run. No cops.
What if they kidnapped Zane?
Jack's not really gonna hurt him. Right?
His uncle shot at us with live bullets, Doc.
You better not fucking hurt him. I swear to God.
A parked RV rocks on its wheels beside the brothel.
This place is disgusting. Can we leave, please?
Doc spits.
I get to still taste it.
The path of arches leads to a large circle of acolytes in shades of rose.
You see them? You see Doc?
I don't see him.
Doc?
We're never gonna make
Phoenix stands in the center next to pillars jutting out from the ground at all angles.
Doc?
Greetings, friends.
Oh, my God!
Another beautiful day in paradise, is it not?
Paradise. Friends.
I'm not your friend.
Hey.
Bob sees Bender with a thick mustache.
You got a little mustache in here.
What are you talking about? I don't know about that. Why'd you grow your hair out? You look like... Are you Bob's mom?
He sees Bob shaking out long, flowing locks.
Come on, what are you talking?
I don't know.
We have new friends with us today. Greet them.
They're surrounded.
Hey.
Welcome.
It's time for us to be mindful of each other.
Acolytes touch their faces, making them sit.
Bob.
This is our daily reminder to be mindful. To be mindful of breath. To be mindful of song. To be mindful of tears.
to be mindful of history and herstory and theystory.
Bob squints.
What is that?
A train passes as Doc and Shelley walk through the countryside.
How the hell are we gonna find Celia?
Wonder what the hell happened to Bender and Bob.
They follow a one-lane road. The chicken's with them.
My back is itching like crazy, man.
Keep on talking. They pass plastic-wrapped hay bales.
Dude, am I still tripping, or does that look like a giant marshmallow to you?
He tries his phone.
Ah, fuck, still no answer.
What do you think of the name Henrietta? I mean, look at this chicken following us. I love it. She's so awesome. Look at her.
I think my grandfather was a farmer, and he said never name your food. Oh, shit.
He's a good girl.
Hey, check it out. Backwater. 10 miles. Isn't that where Celia lives?
Do you think the guys went there without us?
Bob's got Durfee, and they don't know where we are. So hold on. Zane!
Hey, Zane!
Hey!
Guys!
He's bright red.
Oh, fuck, it was so awful. Jack and Uncle Tommy came in and they grabbed me and took me to my salon and they imprisoned me in one of my own beds.
Level 5, high pressure.
Damn, that's twisted.
I know! And they wouldn't let me go until I told them where you were. And I held out as long as I could, I swear. But then I could feel my skin melting.
Gross.
And I heard Uncle Tommy say, I'm gonna come in there and eat you, boy.
TMI, dude.
I had to give him something. So I told him you were at Party Marty's.
Shit. Well, did you get a hold of Bob and Bender yet?
No.
All right, man, I hope those guys are okay. Zane, you stay safe.
Okay, bye.
Damn. All right, we gotta find these guys. We gotta help these guys. Backwater.
Backwater it is.
Backwater 10 miles is scrawled on the sign to Harrison Lake.
Water has no front.
Henrietta follows them.
It's all one thing, right?
Where's Henrietta?
Henrietta?
At the circle.
And let us be mindful of the experience of those from Swaziland and those from Nauru and Gibraltar.
Just kill us now.
This self-care is important, is it not? Now let's have some fun. Education is self-care too, is it not?
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Bob, Father, in you and Broken Man, I see worthy opponents. Do you accept this moment?
No, we gotta go.
Yeah, we got
some friends and this woman and this...
No.
It's kind of a long story, but we gotta go.
You see, we can't let you leave just yet.
What?
Trust me. You will be a better man when this is all over.
Bob wobbles.
Bob, you okay? Bob, you gotta hang in there, bud.
You drug guys.
It's just some wholly organic barbiturates from the bark of a tree found in the Brazilian rainforest. Think of it as nature's truth serum.
God, fuck.
You see, I've made it my mission in life to educate those the world has left behind. You like games, Bob, Father?
Yeah.
Welcome to the ultimate game.
What game?
The one you are already playing.
Look, I will suck all of your dicks and eat all of your pussies. You don't have to shower. I'll just fucking go right down. Let's go home. Then I'll just fucking eat us.
Their heads are covered with pink sacks.
God.
Shelley removes his shirt.
Oh, do I have like a huge rash on my back or something? It's fucking killing me.
He has a tattoo of Cupid sporting a dragon's tail and wings with Durfee's face.
When did you get a giant fucking back tat?
Fuck you. No. Seriously, are you serious?
It's huge.
Are you?
Dude, I'm telling you.
Are you fucking with me?
No. It's like a dragon or something with wings. And it says, Durfee Espiputa. What does that mean?
I don't know. Durfee's my friend?
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
Doc peeks at it as they move on.
Is it terrible? Just be honest.
No, dude, it fucking looks good on you, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Dude, you dodged a bullet. As shit-faced as you were, you could have got something really ugly.
That's a sweet tat, bro. It is.
Doc, you gotta get one. All the guys have gotta get one. We gotta get Bob and Bender and Zane. Everybody's gonna get one.
Well, my back isn't as big as yours. I don't think it would look
Jack calls Marty.
Hey, I'm looking for someone. I hear you're the man to ask.
Oh, yeah? Who?
Shelley, Doc, and Henrietta walk through sun-dappled woods. The chicken stops to peck at a plant.
Henrietta, let's go.
Come on, you delicious fucking chicken.
I don't want to have to carry you. Let's go. Come on.
Come on, lunch.
Bob and Shelley are tossed into a small white room.
Oh, Bob, is that you?
They rip off the pink sacks. They take in the antique furnishings with distorted vision.
Ben, are you okay? Where are we?
He tries to focus.
I'm still high. What the fuck is going on? Is this you? Is this you and Shelley? You did all this to fuck with me? What?
No! You're tripping. We're both high right now.
I know.
Of course I wouldn't do that.
Bender rams the door.
Ah! Damn it!
Would you chill out? Ow. Hey, there are two of us. There are like 100 of them. Okay, so we gotta focus on how the hell we get out of here.
Welcome, Bob, Father, and Broken Man, to my little game. You, like so many, have been blind to the truth. Blinded by racism, sexism, and other isms, all of them.
Oh, come
on. I don't have any isms.
Phoenix, we don't have time for this. Please just let us the fuck out of here.
Small cameras watch them.
I have to use the bathroom. I have bad diarrhea. I've got to go now. Can you open the door? I'll go right here.
In a dark room, Beta and Phoenix stare.
I'm gonna go easy.
I'll go right now.
He'll fucking do it!
You want it out!
He will go right there. Don't do it. He'll go right there!
Trigger warning. Think before you speak. You have 30 minutes.
30 minutes? What do we do for 30 minutes?
A clock counts down.
No, 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 no. She said it's a game. We gotta play the game. It's what we do, right? It's a puzzle. Wait, it's an escape room. Do you know anything about escape rooms?
No.
What are you, fucking retarded?
The counter skips to 25 minutes.
Oh, is that because I said retarded?
20.
Would you stop saying that word?
I know.
You can't say that word anymore.
I know. Jesus. I'm sorry.
Sorry, I didn't mean it. I was born in 1976.
They search.
Start looking for things. Look for clues. Look for anything.
Bob blows into a horn and checks a painting. Bender peers through binoculars and a magnifier.
You see anything?
Bob flips through a book. Shelley knocks on a grandfather clock.
Ah!
I'll repeat your first clue.
Trigger warning.
Think before you speak.
I never do that.
Is that even a clue?
I don't know.
Trigger. What has triggers? What, has he dropped as a baby?
I heard that.
Bob finds an old revolver in a desk.
I think I found what we're looking for.
Oh! Bob, shoot the door. We'll shoot our way out.
Just...
Wait, what are you doing?
Oh!
We did it! Yeah, we did it!
Me?
You did it, Bob. Sorry. Yeah, you did it. So you go first. Go, Bob.
Whoa.
The door shuts.
Oh! Shit! Now what do we do? Do we have to find another gun?
Bob tries to peer into a circular glass panel with a neon crescent moon around it.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't going to be that easy. You want to play?
Yeah, I want to play.
You want to play? Let's play!
The image of a boy in a Halloween Indian costume appears in the center. Around it, quadrants are marked good, bad, very bad, and very good. Bob reaches out.
No. Bob. Let me do this one.
What?
Let me do this one. Trust me. You're a privileged white male.
What? You're white.
Yeah, but Bob, you're really white. Okay. Okay.
Bender moves the image into the very bad quadrant. A men's room sign goes to bad.
I'll get in.
He moves a bathroom sign that says humans over to good, and a male seahorse giving birth to very good. Phoenix appears impressed. An image of Santa is next. Bender hesitates, then moves it to very bad. The lights go green and a door opens.
Another room.
Bob peeks into a dark room.
Wait, no, you go first.
Okay.
Is it bad?
In the woods.
Dude, we're gonna need to take a break, man. It's hot as shit out here. Every muscle in my body is hurting.
Oh, fuck, I'm so hungry.
I could totally crush a sandwich.
Yeah.
Shelley eyes Henrietta.
Chicken sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Don't even think about it.
What? Any chicken sandwich, no particular chicken?
No, No. No, get that out of your head. Never, ever, ever would I ever even think about doing anything like that.
Doc's eyes linger on the chicken in his arms. Bob and Bender explore the dark room.
This is your final challenge, woke warriors.
The clock is at 6:19.
Sit.
We got this.
As they sit, straps snap around their arms. They struggle to break free.
This is it, Bob. This is where we die. A fucking escape room.
No, we're not gonna die, buddy. Not today. Not here.
An oversized clown hand lowers between them on a metal arm.
Oh, what the fuck? Where's the rest of the clown?
It's time to wake up. Things that were funny before are now problematic. Now we know that realize.
The hell does that mean?
Realize. What?
Is that a clue?
I'm sorry.
Can you repeat that?
Don't worry about it. Let's just see if you can evolve.
Evolve?
You each get one turn to answer correctly. We'll start with you, Bob.
Come on, Bob.
What is wrong with this image?
On a TV, volleyball players wear bikinis.
Bob, you got this.
What?
One has a beard and bulging crotch.
Clearly a man trying to play in the women's league, so that's wrong. It's unfair for the other team.
The clown hand smacks him.
Ouch! Are you all right?
Ugh. Ugh.
That hurt?
Okay, broken man, your turn.
That guy's dick is about to fall out of his shorts, and nobody wants to see that. That's gross.
Right.
Did I win?
Almost, but no.
Ow!
He's smacked.
Fuck, that hurts!
You okay?
Ow!
The correct answer is that the outfits these female athletes are forced to wear over-sexualize them.
Come on.
That's what's wrong with this photo?
Next. Which photo accurately depicts feminism?
One woman has hairy armpits. The other holds pineapples over bare breasts.
Come on.
Number two. Embracing her feminine form.
He's hit twice.
You all right? It's the first one, right? The chick with the body hair turned her armpits into vaginas to give her more powers as a woman.
No.
Ow!
Yeah, you kind of deserve that one.
Wrong. They are both examples of what feminism can look like.
So we were both right.
No, both wrong. Next one. What is wrong with this image?
A gender reveal balloon is popped.
Gender reveal parties are bad for the environment. Turtles and baby seals and shit will eat that.
Yeah,
and also, you shouldn't brag about having kids online because some people can't have kids.
Yes.
Yes.
Bob's hit repeatedly. Bender eyes the looming hand.
Three! Oh, my God.
Three!
Okay, all right, here it is. We're getting out of here. The parents, they shouldn't decide their boy or girlness or whatever it's called, the gender ration or whatever. The kids should decide their own gender.
He slapped.
Actually, that was right, my bad.
Yeah, I know I was right. You don't cancel me, I cancel you.
I love you, man.
I'm not afraid of you.
That was amazing. So, are we done?
In the control room, Phoenix considers. Bob smacked again.
Come on!
The hand retracts.
Thank you. Now take off the straps. We won. Let us go.
Doors slide open behind them. Phoenix is silhouetted against bright light.
You didn't win.
No, we did win. We beat the clock. We beat the game. We won.
You didn't simply win.
Acolytes enter.
You learned, didn't you?
Yeah, sure, whatever. Let us go.
You see, I've always had terrible taste in men, Bob. No matter how evolved I've become, no matter how peaceful the community I built was, I couldn't help but be attracted to men who were less than perfect, less than empathetic, less than woke. Men like you, Bob. I always thought I could change them, as I have changed. Reborn like the phoenix. Have I changed you, Bob?
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm the one that has the issues here, but yeah,
I've changed. I'm way different. Can we go?
No. You like to play games, isn't that right, Bob Father?
Yeah, I do.
She releases him.
And in my heart of hearts, I like them too.
She leans close.
Like a mom. Two of them.
She kisses him.
Heck.
She licks his face.
Oh. Oh.
Up until this point, we've played children's games. It's now time to play something real.
She pulls out a gun.
Something with stakes.
What is that supposed to mean?
Russian.
Oh my God.
Roulette.
Holy shit.
A game originated with the Tsarist.
Put the fucking gun away.
It was a game intended as the ultimate test of bravery and will.
Oh my God, you are out of your mind.
Well, let's find out, shall we?
No, don't do it.
With a gun to her head, she pulls the trigger.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's better than any drug, better than sex. Now you do it.
No.
Yes.
No, I'm not gonna do that. I am not gonna do that.
Live, Bob, and you and I can have a life together.
I don't even know you.
Oh, but you do. Huh? The Japanese samurai lived life by the Bushido, the way of the warrior, which taught one the way of dying or living as though one was already dead.
Do that. Thing. You think I won't do it? Huh?
Bob, what are you doing?
I'm not afraid of you. No, I'm gonna do it. I'm out of here.
His temple.
What's the best way to do this?
Bob, put the gun down.
Is it there? Is it right in there?
Bob, what the fuck are you doing?
You think I won't do it? You think I won't do it? Of course I'm not gonna do it.
He throws it to the floor and it fires.
My toe!
Her baby toe is a bleeding stump.
Oh, my toe! Oh, somebody find my toe! Where's my toe?
Bob frees Bender.
Let's go. Come on. Bob, get me out. Get me out. Now's the time to go.
Where is it? Where?
Come on. Come on.
Where is it?
Beta blocks the door.
Here's your friend. Go now.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks.
He hands Bob the backpack.
My bros.
He smiles dreamily. Bob and Bender race through the mansion with the urn in the backpack.
Where?
Phoenix and her acolytes search the floor.
Where's my toe? Find my toe right now! Find my toe!
The dog enters. Phoenix spots the toe. The dog gobbles it up.
No!
Outside, Bob and Bender hop on the animal bikes.
Come on, go, 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 go.
Yeah. Bye, weirdos.
Come on. We need to find those guys to get to Celia's. Let's go.
By a campfire, Shelly and Doc eat meat.
Oh, I can't believe I'm doing this. It's the hardest thing I ever had to eat.
Henrietta runs over. Doc scoops her up.
Yes, good girl. Oh. That's a good girl. I would never eat you, Henny. Shelly might, but I would never eat
you. Yeah. You know.
A skunk's roasting on a spit.
I thought eating skunk would be disgusting. Turns out I'm right. This is fucking gross.
Tastes like ass.
Oh, I think that's the scent sack. Oh.
Bob and Bender bike down a tree-lined lane. Bob's on the elephant bike. Bender's got the unicorn. They reach a farm where four kids are kicking a ball. They turn and stare. One runs over.
Hey. You know a woman named Celia? I don't know her last name.
Where she lives?
The boy points.
Over there?
Come on.
All right, thank you.
Bye, weirdos.
Don't do drugs.
The boy nods as they ride off.
Dude, cool place. Oh my God, chicken! Doc!
Shelly!
Shelly!
Doc opens the farmhouse door.
Yo!
Oh my God!
Hey! Yes!
They embrace.
You're alive,
oh my
man!
God.
I thought you guys were dead.
Dude, we almost did die. We got kidnapped by a cult and Bob shot the cult leader.
I accidentally shot somebody. Yeah. She deserved it.
Where were you?
Well, we ended up in a whorehouse.
What? That's
fucking lucky.
No. It wasn't lucky, dude. It was bad.
Where's Shelly?
We ate some bad skunk. He's shitting his brains out. Shelly!
He closes a curtain in the window above.
Oh, my God.
A woman comes out grinning.
Celia.
Hey.
Been a while.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you have no idea how happy we are to see you.
Yeah.
Where's Durfee?
Can we come in for a minute?
Of course. But forewarning, it really smells in here.
She mouths, it's not me.
I should have eaten the chicken.
They go inside. Soon, Celia is nodding sadly. She holds the Polaroid of her and Durfee. The urn is on the coffee table.
He talked about you for years. And we all felt that it was right that, well, we track you down and let you know what happened.
I loved him. And I often thought about trying to find him, but I didn't know he felt the same way. I didn't know where to start. I didn't even know his whole name.
Murphy John Durfee, Jr.
Doc turns the urn.
His name was Murphy Durfee?
Yeah.
Yeah, weird, right? Oh. Shelly, let's go, bud!
Wrap it up!
It's gross!
All I know is after our summer together, my life changed forever.
Celia smiles warmly.
I should tell you that...
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's Durfee's brother. All right, assholes! Get out here and give me my brother!
Jack,
hold on one second. Look, I don't know what you're doing in this shit town, and I don't care. I tracked you fuckheads down, and I'm done. I'm done! Give me the urn.
Jack, we cared about
him. We love Durfee, too.
We've gone through hell to get here.
He was one of our boys. Shut the fuck up, guys, and give me the urn!
Mama, is everything okay here?
Yeah. It's okay, Jennifer. These are friends. They knew your father.
They stare at the young woman.
What?
Really?
What do you mean, knew him?
I'm so sorry, my love. They actually tracked us down here to give us some very sad news about your father.
Celia strokes Jennifer's hair. She and Jack stare at each other.
I'm sorry, what's happening?
Jack, he described you so clearly. I remember it even now, the intensity, the protectiveness. He said you were a very good brother.
Really?
I made up that last part. You know, I only spent a very short time with Durfee, but he was full of so much passion and love, and I will always be so grateful for his giving me such a wonderful daughter. And I'm grateful to his friends for coming here.
You look just like him.
She's blonde with blue eyes.
She looks just like him.
Bob opens the backpack and holds out the urn to Jack.
He was the best of us.
Jack takes it. He turns to Jennifer, who's trembling.
You know, I think he should stay with you. And then when the time's right, maybe we could spread his ashes together. I think he'd like that.
Thank you, Uncle Jack.
She hugs him tightly. She bumps the urn, and it shatters on the ground.
Oh, my God.
The ashes scatter in the breeze. A helicopter appears above them. The chopper's wake covers them in clouds of ash.
I can taste it! Durfee!
Sorry, guys, I've been up there shitting skunk for like 40 minutes!
Durfee would have wanted it this way!
You guys dropped Durfee?
Everyone starts to laugh. Bob jumps up and down, then embraces Shelly. A little work. Doc raises his arms skyward. Jack shakes his head with a rueful grin. He lets Bob hug him. He bounced, left, it was over, never came back. Celia and Jennifer laugh and embrace. Now it's just mama and them kids. She said, I'll hold it down, don't you worry. The guys head for the chopper. Shelly has toilet paper stuck to his shoe. Doc comforts the fluttering Henrietta. She prayed the cycle would end when everything around us starts to fall. Bob and Bender are still in their pink pajamas. Rise up again to the cold. We're all just a little bit broken. They lift off into the air. End credits roll. Directed by Josh Duhamel. Produced by Michael J. Luisi, PGA. Produced by Josh Duhamel, PGA. Written by Gabe McKinley and Rachel Tholey. Executive producers, Ralphie Portillo, Jamie Elliott. Co-producers, Jonathan J.J. Dubois, Nick Swardson. Director of Photography, Sean M. Seifert. Production Designer, Darren Luke Sages. Edited by Diana Fishman. Costume Designer, Valerie Halverson. Music by Rob Lord. They send in the medic, whoa. But if it's your soul that is bleeding, that slow drip won't help. Starring Dan Bacadal, Kevin Dillon, Josh Duhamel, James Rodé Rodriguez, Nick Swardson, Lachlan Monroe, with Jennifer Goodwin and Jensen Ackles. Carmel Ahmet, Nathan Kay, Gary Chalk, Dylan Playfair, Melanie Murkowski, Shailen Agarwal, in memory of our fallen buddy, Ralphie Portillo. Outtakes and bloopers follow.
How are my tits in this? Do I look good?
They're voluptuous.
Thanks.
What are you talking about, Governor? Now, see here.
Bender's mustache falls off.
What are you talking about? That's that girl he never stopped talking about.
Yeah. Hey, you know what?
Is it a picture of your smelly old penis?
Stop. Can I hit him? Smack him. Swollen tick and beef chimmy. Swollen tick and beef chimmy.
The fake doctor and the guy looks like
come on.
If I do go to prison, I'm gonna be the belle of the ball. So eat my shit.
We ate some bad skunk. He's in there blowing up the bathroom.
Wait, one more time.
We ate some bad skunk. He's inside.
Shitting his brains out.
Never would I ever do anything to this bird.
It flies off.
Get over here.
So I've had 7 Bloody Marys, and I'm feeling very different. Very different.
Come on. 7.
The toad talks.
One after one, by the star-dogged moon, too quick for groan or sigh.
I tracked you fuckheads down. You're standing right in front of my fucking camera.
Pop, are you still high? I'm still high. Are you in Transformers?
Come on, Jack. We only encouraged him to do the... God damn it, sorry. Oh, acting. It's so fun.
Okay, bye. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Willie, say bye.
Okay. Bye.
An additional credits role, computer animated toads with pointed teeth morph in menace in psychedelic colors. Giant mushrooms grow and become monstrous sloths. Last year, rap reconnaissance, I seen so much incompetence. Y'all to make a motherfucker wanna copy shit, but I ain't that asshole. Still be all about the cash, and I'm trying to get it fast. Staying in the bitch's fast, D. Dot G. Brass, let's call. Don't stop, wait a minute, time to get it. We ain't kidding, I'm gonna have to see you at the ball. Don't stop, wait a minute, if I get it, you gon' hit it. We gon' drink it all, let's go. 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 The characters and events portrayed in this motion picture are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons, living or dead, or to actual events is purely coincidental. Title: Buddy Games, Spring Awakening. Copyright 2023, BG2 LLC. All rights reserved. The Paramount logo appears above a mountain peak circled by stars.